The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. There, news listeners. Yes, welcome to your Monday edition of the news show. It is the 16th of December, so you know what that means. It is 9 days till Christmas. It's 2019, and we've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend for you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, trying to weigh around what streaming service to get. I don't know, with so many of them right now, it's more of what do I try this month? Well, if you heard of TikTok, well, you might be hearing of their streaming service soon. Yeah, apparently they've been testing their own little competitor to Spotify and Apple Music. Apparently TikTok invested about $75 billion in the company and has currently been rolled out for beta testing in India and Indonesia. Now, if you go with TikTok's side, yeah, they're kind of competing with the social media giants like Facebook and, of course, Twitter. Nonetheless, that's what they're doing, and they're hoping their ByteDance music streaming service is going to be right up there with Spotify and Apple Music as well. So what sets them apart from, say, Spotify? Their app, which, by the way, the name is Resso, will allow users to leave comments on individual tracks. It's the social media integration there, As far as the beta testing goes and how long it will last, we don't really know. And it doesn't look like there's any plans to launch it in any other countries anytime soon. So it may take a while for the rest of the world to take a bite out of ByteDance to see what we're missing, or if we're missing anything at all. Microsoft Edge users. Ever heard of these things called extensions? Well, if you love using these things, well, there's 162 of them available right now. Now, out of these 162 extensions for the Edge browser, they've actually been divided up, say, into blogging categories, developer tools, entertainment, news and weather, search tools, shopping, and social media, and a few others scattered about. Not only on top of that, Microsoft also added a search bar to the website for easier navigation, and they have actually rearranged some of the extensions like ad blockers and shopping tools. Of course, this is all leading up to the big old launch of the refined Chromium Edge browser, which we should be seeing sometime next month. And finally, staying with Microsoft today, are you not missing those damn ads that were in Windows 10 Mail and the calendar desktop? Yeah, most people were. That's probably why Microsoft put them back. Yeah, you heard me correctly on that. Microsoft once again is deciding, yeah, what the hell. Banner ads in Windows 10 Mail and calendar, yep, they're there again. Now, we saw these ads way back in 2018 in November. Then they shut them off. We thought, oh, thank goodness, they're gone. Yeah, apparently it was only temporary. Then people started seeing these ads that were not on Office 365 as a subscriber. However, now it looks like the ads are just basically for everybody, regardless if you're shelling out money or not. Most Windows Outlook users are none too happy about this either. In fact, most are complaining, particularly on the mobile app, it takes up half of the space, vertical that is, in the menu. And most users' overall feeling is they've paid for built-in software on Windows when they actually purchased the computer or bought the software outright, so why the hell are we made to see ads? Kind of agree with you. As far as any comments from Microsoft regarding this, you can pretty much guess, yeah, they haven't commented and they probably never will. Hey, enjoy your Microsoft products. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, we would love to listen to you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can take a look at our website, too, and get subscribed to our podcast. Check out our blog so much over there at the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. Our website is powered by those fine, loving people over there at TSO Host. If you're looking for some great, reliable web hosting, you should check them out today. Head on over to their website, too, at tsohost.com. You can find us on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech, or come by our community over at our Slack room. We would love for you to be a part of it, so do it now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.